the trail begins at Farmville Town Hall, because it's the town that contracts with federal officials to house detained immigrants. To understand that arrangement, I sat down with Farmville's interim town manager, Scott Davis.
Hi, Mallory.
Hi, Mr. Davis.
Scott Davis, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Although Farmville holds the main contract, it's actually a private company that operates the detention facility. It owns the land and the building. The company is called Immigration Centers of America, or ICA. It's owned by a realtor in Richmond. Davis says ICA prepares monthly invoices, and Farmville sends them to the federal government.
Then ICE sends us the payment for the invoices that were sent. We get a $1 a day per diem for however many number of detainees are there.
According to numbers provided by Davis, Farmville makes about $20,000 a month on this arrangement. Put into context, that's about 2% of the town's annual general fund, averaged over the past 9 years. But that's just one piece of the financial puzzle. For instance, in a recent fiscal year, ICA's water bill was almost one-fifth of the town's total water revenue.
There's real estate taxes, there's personal property taxes, they pay water and sewer. They've created over probably 160 plus jobs in our community at federal wage level.
But all of that pales in comparison to what the private company ICA makes, about $2 million a month. That's federal taxpayer dollars funneled to the private company through the town of Farmville.
Essentially, they kind of serve as a broker. And then they take a kickback, and then it's the company that reaps the large benefits.
That's Jesse Franzblau with the National Immigrant Justice Center. Sitting in his office, we review documents he obtained through a Freedom of Information request.
This is the invoice that the town of Farmville...
The documents confirm the arrangement described to me by Farmville officials. Franzblau says what's happening in Virginia is happening across the country. Local officials rubber stamping facilities, then taking a fee. It concerns him.
The mass immigration detention system is driven by profit. People are suffering dramatically in detention in a system where they shouldn't be.
Lyle Bolins is an official with ICE. I sat down with him after I toured the facility in Farmville, and I pressed him on that concern.
So is it incentivized that more people means more money for this detention facility?
They have fixed costs and variable costs, so more detainees means more overall revenue coming in.
Does that factor into your decision-making process at all when it comes to detaining individuals in your region?
We make detention decisions based upon the individual being a flight risk or a threat to the public safety.
Franzblau and other advocates say private detention facilities should be banned. That's what the California state legislature recently did, as has Illinois. Franzblau says state or local lawmakers in Virginia could do the same.
They could say we're out. They could say we have had enough of this. This has caused too much harm.
Farmville's town manager says he doesn't know of any plans to end or alter the arrangement with ICE and ICA. In Farmville, I'm Mallory Nopane.